Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
The Burt Show.
I got to tell you, in one way, I'm glad that our vice week is over, giving up our vices for the week is over. And in another way, it just doesn't matter because I'm not planning on going back on this Lunesta.
Good job, man.
But I can also tell you it's got progressively worse during the week, which is weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think it's my anxiety level. Like, I was really prepared for it on Monday, and I slept okay. I got 5-6 hours of sleep, same on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And since I haven't been taking those Lunesta pills, it has been worse and worse the rest of the week. Like, I hardly slept at all last night. Got to bed, I guess, about 10:30. Was a real light sleep. And right now, it's sort of a game of psychology for me. I got a couple of emails about this. And if you're not sleeping well, rather than me read the email because it'll be too long, I put the email from this Burt Show listener up on my blog that sort of spoke to me the last couple of days. When you have these sleep disorder, a lot of it is just in your head. It's the fear that you have that you're not going to sleep that is actually keeping you up.
Okay.
It's almost like a mini panic attack almost, and you have to sort of start calming yourself down. Like, it's okay not to get 7 hours of sleep. It's okay if you get 6 hours of sleep, and you're going to be fine if you just get 5 hours of sleep tonight. And I feel myself fighting that anxiety. I didn't in the beginning of the week, but towards the end of the week I have,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been fighting it as well. So the last couple of days have been really tough for me, but I'm not planning on going back. In fact, Melissa, I'm going to ask you to keep the Lunesta through the weekend.
Okay.
Because Melissa, I came in here
sure?
with my
You're going to the cat show and you want to be really rested for the cat show.
Well, aww. I'll sleep right through that. If anything can give me sleep, it would be going to a cat
show. It's the international cat show.
So I'm going to ask you to hold on to those prescriptions. Okay. And if I like start to get sick maybe at the end of next week because I'm not getting enough sleep, maybe I'll figure out something else. But I don't want them this weekend because if they're in my house, I know I'll take them.
I'm like the resident pharmacist right now because I've got Burt's pills in my filing cabinet, and I've also got Wendy's, diet pills in my filing cabinet. So yeah, I can make a little money going on the side here.
Wendy gave up her diet pills for her vice week. It's not been going so great.
It's been kind of a rough week. I don't know if it's coming off the diet. I'm sure that's what it is, but I haven't been sick for 2.5 years since I've been on diet pills. And it hasn't been like I've taken diet pills starting 2.5 years ago, but I've like every like I'll get off of them for 2.5 weeks to go to a different diet pill. So there's been some times where I'm not on it, but pretty consistently I've been taking diet pills pretty much every day. So this week I've battled being sick. Like, I haven't been sick in forever. My glands have been swollen. I've night sweated. Like, you know when you get those night sweats and you're sleeping, you wake up, you're burning up and you're sweating.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that this week. And last night I just had a breakdown. I'm like looking for my pills. Like, I need to have a pill because I'm like in need of them because it gives me so much energy. It just makes me feel a whole lot better about myself. I don't know what it is, but it makes me feel a whole lot better about myself. And I guess I get down on myself like hardcore sometimes. And I'm like, I need this pill to make me feel better. I was begging my friend to find me one because I don't have them in my house.
So you're almost using this pill like an antidepressant?
Almost, yeah. Well, to me, like, it makes me feel better because, I mean, I think it'll make me thinner and increases my energy level, which always puts you in a positive mood. And I'm a pretty positive person. like I come across positive, but like when I'm alone or I'm with like my closest friends or my mom, I'm in a really down mood. So these pills like kind of make me in a better mood. So yeah, sort of they're my antidepressant. So I was looking for them all night last night. I'm so glad my friend was there because, I mean, obviously I don't have them, but like, I needed one last night.
Like you hear the problem here, like right? Like
oh, absolutely. I know the problem.
So after this week, when, you know, the segment is done, are you planning on going back on them or are you going to?
I haven't decided. Like, I'm going to let Melissa hang on to them for right now. Because I haven't decided.
Making a little money, I'm telling you. Start counting pills. Anybody need some, come to my desk.
I haven't decided yet. Like, I know I should, but, like, they give you that feeling of, like, I don't know, like, happiness. You know what I mean?
It's speeding everything up. It's sort of making you feel a little euphoric.
Yeah, your metabolism goes up. Yeah, your energy level's up. You feel great all the time.
There was a listener we had on yesterday that you had a reaction to that said, what was it, her friend had some digestive issues after the fact or whatever, and it made you think, well, you know what, I should be off of those. What happened between the physical side effects that could come from this and then last night?
Well, I'm already seeing like the physical side just because I don't feel very well, but I don't know. Like I think I get so down on myself sometimes, especially when I'm alone. I get so down, and these pills are kind of like a pick-me-up, and I think that that's what these pills do, and I'm seeing the problem, but I don't know. I just think that pick me up sometimes, and I don't know. Like, I think even when I drink, though, is probably it gets a little worse because then I'm even harder on myself. So I probably need to cut out both.
I mean, doesn't this sound like, I'm not a doctor or psychologist, but it sounds like you're a depressed person.
Mm-hmm.
And taking the pills isn't going to do anything. You got to see somebody about that.
No, absolutely. I agree.
And I would say, compounded upon getting off the diet pills, not to minimize that, but this is a strange time of year for people. Like, it gets dark earlier, it's colder out, everybody's inside more. I have a lot of friends right now that are struggling with just kind of feeling depressed or out of it.
Absolutely.
Or just kind of like not in touch or just kind of bummed out.
And I've taken more than just the diet pills. I mean, I've taken that St. John's wort, which has been like it's a mood lifter, I guess. It's supposed to enhance your mood and make you in a good mood. I actually had to get off those pills because it was making me even more depressed. So I had to completely wipe that pill out. I threw those away a long time ago, but I think that's probably added to like my whole hormonal change and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm definitely going to see somebody about the whole hormone thing because I think the pills have definitely had effect on that side of my body. So I don't know if it's me being a depressed person or if my hormones are making me that way or making me feel that way.
This gets into the same conversation that we had with Stacey yesterday about how the band-aid of the medication, your band-aid, are the speed pills that are giving you this false feeling of feeling great, but you need to work on your head.
Oh, no, absolutely. And that's why I just sat here and I listened to Stacey all day yesterday and it really hit home. I'm like, these pills are doing the exact same thing for me that those pain pills did for Stacey. Yeah, so I listened to her all day yesterday. And I just kind of had a breakdown last night. I was like, I don't feel very good. I'm not happy. I'm sick. So, yeah.
Hey, Brandy, go ahead. You're on The Burt Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment because I'm the same exact way. Like, I have to take, it's called Super Go-Go Juice. It's like an energy pill at my job at QT. And if I don't take this pill, I'll tell my coworkers, it's an antidepressant for me. It, like, totally picks me up and I'm fine. And my husband, like, gets on me all the time because he was like, you got to stop taking that because it's like a drug. It's seriously a drug.
It's not like a drug. It is a drug.
It is a drug, right. You're obviously struggling with it. I mean, is it the struggle of like you're dependent on this or is it the struggle of admitting that you might be a depressed person? You might have to get some help for that.
The struggle of admitting you're a depressed person because I can put on a great front. Like nobody has any idea like how I feel when I get home.
Yeah, you've told us before. You feel really, really lonely.
It's hard to admit. I don't want to cry because when he's crying again on the radio, here she goes.
I had a lot of tears yesterday, too. We tried to match you yesterday.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's hard to admit as a person because I'm always trying to be a good person, be happy all the time. But there's a period when you go home and you're just not happy. It's tough to deal with. And nobody will get it. No one understands the feeling. No one understands where it's coming from. So it's really hard to explain. And it's hard to admit.
But sometimes I think you may not know where it comes from either. You know?
I don't. Like, my friend last night asked me, she's like, why do you feel this like way? Where is it coming from? I'm like, you know what, honestly I can't give you an answer because I have no idea. So I just went to bed.
For a while there you were seeing a therapist. What happened to that?
It's the whole fact that I don't trust a lot of people. Like, I don't even trust a therapist at this point.
To do what?
To even talk to you, to not leak a certain kind of information. And yeah, I'm putting myself out there now. I mean, everybody knows now, but no, I don't trust people with certain like information that they're not going to go and tell somebody else. You know what I mean?
And, you know, legally they can't do that.
Right, but, I mean, how do you know they're not secretly telling, like, their best friend? Because it's hard to keep secrets. For most people, it's hard to keep that one secret. You always have your go-to friend that you at least spill the beans to something about.
Well, this may be part of your depression right here, is that you don't have the ability to trust anybody.
Yeah.
So that might be one of the reasons why you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Therapy's really healthy.
Boy,
just to be that raw and that exposed and that, I mean, ugly. You know what I mean? You just go there.
And you can say anything you want. Yeah. Like, I feel when I go in there, I'm not being judged, and this is stuff that I don't tell to anybody else, and I just emotionally throw up on my therapist, and I walk out of there 80% of the time feeling much better.
No, I agree. It's just the whole trust issue. Like, I still don't trust a therapist either. Yeah. They're not supposed to tell. I still don't trust them.
Well,
I mean,
like,
I trusted an ex-boyfriend who got me knocked up on, like, got me onto pills and told me I was fat all the time and told me I was down all the time on myself. Like,
he didn't get her knocked up. He got her onto the pills.
Right.
Let me clarify that.
Sorry.
Somebody hung on to that.
Choice of words. Yeah, no.
All right, so Wendy obviously still struggling, and her struggle is going to go on next week, too,
time
for sure.
Time to emotionally throw up.
Yes.
Like Bert just said.
I agree.
All right, Melissa, yours it has been sugar all week.
Yeah, and I really do appreciate when people bring breakfast, that they always bring the healthiest things, knowing that someone is trying to fight sugar. Yeah, it's been, I mean, you know, it's something I need to do. It's... You know, sugar's not good for you, and I eat an awful lot of it. But I have not had a breakdown. Even Katie was surprised that I had not cheated, and because, of course, I've told you about how my food infidelity, where I hide stuff from her. But she was surprised. I left my ice cream here at the station all week, and, you know, watching everybody eat pastries this morning in front of me, did not break down and have one, even though I'm starving and didn't get much sleep last night, but I did not have any pastries. And then the candy and the cakes and the, you know, so it is difficult when... You know, it's right in front of you. So a lot of times with some of these vices, you have to have incredible self-discipline, because you see people around you doing it, then you've got to, it's up to you. The responsibility is yours, not everybody else's, to help you out. You know what I mean?
Who was eating the cake in front of her this morning?
I have a pastry right here.
She's right here. Jen's right here doing it as we speak.
It's just a big old middle finger to you. And it's just
a... So I need to not do it anymore, and I'll try. To stay off sugar as long as possible.
You should blow some smoke in her face right now.
No.
Big old puff right now.
You
know, right,
you're
in
smoking
face.
Her cigarettes, taking Bert's sleeping pills, and taking Wendy's diet pills. What are you doing? Just letting him sit there?
No.
How'd you do yesterday, Jen, with the cigarettes?
Not so good.
You smoked again.
Yeah.
You've only had one day where you didn't smoke, right?
Right. Yeah.
Not good.
I don't have the self-discipline that Melissa does. And I just don't... I guess it has been good because I've cut back a lot. Like, probably cut it in like 3/4, but I've still been smoking.
Do most smokers, do they wean themselves off, or do they go cold turkey?
Everybody does it different ways. Yeah. I mean, you can talk to 10 people who have quit successfully, and there's 10 different ways that they did it. So,
you mentally not ready to do this?
Nope.
Not, and you're not even apologetic about it? You're
just, nope.
You're not ready to do it?
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I guess I should not be sorry.
Like, when, because you've tried quitting before and you felt mentally you were ready then,
mm-hmm.
What's the difference between this time and that time?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't really know.
Like, why aren't you ready? Why are you almost defiant right now? Is it because it's a radio bit, or?
I guess I wasn't really ready in my head or, like, mentally prepared for it before these 5 days came up, and all of us just kind of jumping on the bandwagon and saying, like, we'll give up our vices together. I was kind of like, okay, that I should do that.
You said,
but
you,
in my
you
mind, it wasn't, like, really my decision.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Jeff, you gave in yesterday also.
Yeah, mine was just stupid.
Like, yeah.
I
agree with you. I think yours isn't really a vice.
No, it's stupid.
I think it's just a necessity to function in business.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And I've got too much going on to not have it.
I agree.
So.
I didn't like your vice either.
I didn't like it.
I felt
it.
Like the show was really vulnerable if he didn't have his BlackBerry on him.
I know. So. I couldn't pick it up and BlackBerry text you.
Yeah, and there's just so much wasted time. Like, I mean, Wednesday is what pushed me over the edge, because I had to go meet with someone and he had to do a bunch of work while I just kind of waited for him. I had nothing to do. Nothing.
That's annoying.
So, yeah. So, screw it. That's stupid.
Especially the way that we use our BlackBerry as our to-do list.
I know.
And our calendar.
Yeah.
And our address book.
I know.
I don't know how you function.
I'm well aware.
The Bert Show. You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
I have considered radioactive spiders and kryptonite.
It's all superhero stuff, right? What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
It's nuts. I mean, the hysteria behind this movie this weekend. 2,000 movie theaters around the country are showing Twilight at midnight. 600 of them are sold out already.
And that was the overnight numbers. I'm sure it's more by now.
People have been calling all morning for these tickets. First thing they called for this morning at 5:30, and they've been calling all morning long.
Yeah, whenever the first book came out, that's how many years it's been that people have anticipated this movie. So they are ready to go.
The day they read the first chapter.
Yes. Right here, man. Taylor Lauder is playing Jacob Black in the movie, and he knows what we're just now finding out, that this is nuts.
Right.
That these people are crazy about this movie. Hey, good morning, Taylor.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Congratulations on getting the role.
Oh, thank you so much. It's hard to believe.
I'm assuming that you knew what you were getting into before you got cast for this part.
Definitely not. I have no idea.
Had you read the book?
After I got cast is when I found out the popularity of the book series, but still I had no idea it was going to be like this. So it's mind-blowing, and I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
So Jen just asked you, like, you didn't read any of the books? You had no knowledge of this thing at all?
Absolutely not. No, I hadn't read any of the books. I hadn't even heard of the series. But I remember my agent telling me, you know, this thing has the potential of being big. And I was like, really? I've never heard of it before in my life. And, as soon as I was cast is when I read the first book. And I was like, wow, it's a great story. This could be cool.
So are you sort of blown away with all the hysteria now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I just did a 6-city tour, and now I'm in New York, and the premiere was insane. And, I mean, we had like 3,000 fans at each city we were in, jam-packed in a mall, and it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, and this isn't like 3,000 fans at a Harry Connick Jr. concert, you know, that are going to sit there and be chilling. I mean, we're talking about crazy, hysterical, passion, because there's no dabbling, it doesn't sound like. There's no dabbling in Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. There is nothing stronger or more excited than a 14 or teenage.
Now, I know that, Taylor, that there's been some previews, and like you said, you've gone to places and the fans have showed up. Is there anything that you're able to do today that you want to get done before tomorrow's big premiere nationwide? Because, of course, your life is going to completely change forever tomorrow.
Just sit by yourself in the food court of a mall.
Well, if I had the time to do that, then maybe I would. But the past 2 weeks and the next 2 weeks have been the busiest time of my life, and it's a wonderful busy. So I'm keeping busy. Going to be on the Tyra Banks show tonight. So I'm really excited.
Do you have any fear at all that now, because this career of yours is going to be propelled and you're going to be so in the spotlight, now you're a target for paparazzi? You can't go anywhere because of cameras. I mean, this is going to be your life, I think, Saturday morning.
Really?
I think so.
You put that in a scary way, man. Well, we'll see. I mean, I never really thought about it like that, but that definitely would be scary.
What? what does your family think about all of this? I mean, you've been this, you know, this actor and striving and trying to make it out in Hollywood, and your parents have, you know, been encouraging you all along the way and everything, but now this is your big break. What do they think about it?
We're all very excited. I mean, my whole family moved from Michigan to California for this, for me to pursue my dream, and now it's coming true, and it's absolutely amazing. And the funny thing is, with Twilight, I've had all my family in Minnesota, Michigan, Florida, everywhere. All of my family members have read Twilight now. the whole series.
Sure, they want hilarious. They want something to talk to you about when they call up to borrow money.
Oh boy,
Angel has a question for you. Hey, Angel.
Hello, I'm so excited. I have a question. What do you think it's going to be like if y'all make more movies to play the kind of character that you turn into? Have you, like, read all the books and everything?
Absolutely. I've definitely read them. I'm very excited, but I'm trying to manage my expectations because no sequels are confirmed. We're waiting to see how Twilight does, so I'm telling all the fans, including you, see a minimum of 3 times. That'd be good. But no, I definitely love Jacob's werewolf side, so that would be very cool to bring to life.
I'm really curious because you said you started reading the books after you got the part. Did you read the book differently? Like, were you uber focused on this Jacob Black? Like, you're reading it like, this is going to be me.
Yeah, I know. It's weird to picture yourself. Originally, I just started reading the book because, I mean, I'm going to be in it. I better be familiar with it. And then you just become attached. And, I mean, they say it's a page-turner, but it truly is. You can't stop it. I'm not a big book reader, but this thing is amazing.
Now, Taylor, I know. I mean, you've done other projects. You've been Shark Boy, and you've done other things. And so, but this will definitely, I mean, by far going to be your biggest role and have a bigger fandom base. So who, after this weekend, when you become the superstar, who's the first person you're going to call that you're able to call now, celebrity-wise, that you weren't able to call today?
Like, first person, really? I don't know. I mean, a funny thing is, at the Twilight premiere, When I was done watching the movie, I was signing autographs and stuff and couldn't really get out of the theater, and I hear a name. I hear somebody going, Taylor, Taylor. I turn around and think it's a fan, and I see Jamie Foxx.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yes.
Jamie Foxx. My daughter's a huge fan. Can I get a picture? And I was like, are you kidding me? Can I get a picture with you?
That's great.
So hard to believe. I thought I was dreaming.
So cool.
Hey, Taylor, we know you got a whole bunch of these things to do, but can you do one favor for me before you take off?
Of course.
Because we're going to be giving tickets away all morning this morning and then tomorrow morning also. Can you just say, this is Taylor Lauder, Jacob Black, and Twilight. Call now for Twilight tickets.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up? It's Taylor Lautner playing Jacob Black in Twilight. Call right now to get Twilight tickets.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to use that like 19 times.
And then will you just say on Q100?
On T100?
Beautiful.
Q100.
Q100?
Q100.
Okay, so I'll do the whole thing again. Call right now.
Okay.
Don't mess it up.
Go ahead.
To get Twilight tickets on T100?
Q100, like Queen.
Like what?
Q like Queen?
Two.
100.
100.
Why are you jacking with our guests? Get out of here. Hey, Taylor, thanks a lot,
Taylor,
man. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
I see you now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show. This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Moro Casino.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, this is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. I started this company because I was fed up with cheap clothes that didn't last and a system that shipped manufacturing overseas. We believed we could still make incredible hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in the U.S. with American cotton, American factories, and people earning real wages. That's what American Giant stands for, building clothes that actually last. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20. At American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
All right, on to this video. We're going to have Wendy and Jen watch this in just a second. These are just parts of some of the emails that I got over the weekend, and there were 20,000 people that checked it out. The worst parent video on your website is the most appalling video I've ever seen. Scares me to death that some dumbass would find this funny and copy this life-threatening act. That's the thing I was thinking, too, the first time I saw it. Like, I don't know much about, like, shaken baby syndrome. But in a case like this, you would think, if this is real, that that baby couldn't be healthy after this. But there's a baby smiling.
Yeah, Katie and I had thought I had not seen this, but it ends up that Katie and I did see this because I wasn't aware that was the same video that we were talking about. And the first reaction we had is, this can't be real. And then the second reaction we had is just dread of what we're about to see, you know, like, because as the video progresses, it just, you know, it's lasting and lasting. And you're thinking, oh, my God. And the same thought is, how can that baby endure this? Because it was so irresponsible on this guy's part to even attempt to do this, whether the baby was smiling or not. It's fun for a second, but it could have had such disastrous results.
Now, we still don't know the story of this guy. We don't know if he was a babysitter, if he was an uncle, if he was a father. We don't know even where the video originates. This email says, the video of the man tossing around the baby looks completely fake to me. After I got this email and I got a couple others, I started looking at it a little bit closer, and I must have watched it a dozen times over the weekend, and I think it's a fake also.
How?
I hope so.
If you watch it really closely.
Well, let's let them watch it first, and then we can analyze it, because then I can bring it up and pause it and all that stuff.
Go ahead, Wendy. But
what concerns me is, even if it's a fake and everybody's talking about it, I just don't want some dumbass to copy this video and think that this is a thing to do. Most people, common sense will tell you absolutely not, and based on Wendy and Jen's reaction here soon, you know it's not the right thing to do, but there's always one idiot out there.
Just to let you guys know, the video is of one guy in front of a camera, and he's playing some music, and he takes a baby, which looks to be 8 to 10 months.
But here, let me start it first so they can see, so they can be surprised.
I can't get your computer up in here, can I?
I don't think so.
Is yours playing?
Uh-huh.
And he starts playing this music, and then he has an 8 to 10 month baby that crawls right over to him. It must be the father. Baby crawls over to him. The father picks up the baby.
Oh my God.
And just starts swinging him around to the music as though it, like, this is some circus act.
Oh no. Oh no.
And it gets progressively worse as the video goes on. I mean, we're not just talking about a little toss to the left and toss to the right. We're talking about taking the baby by one arm and swinging him all the way around in a clockwork motion.
Oh, no. Oh, no. One arm.
And the baby's just kind of like dangling there as the father is tossing it around all over the place. It doesn't look physically possible to me.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just so ridiculous.
Oh, my God. He just keeps going with it.
And it gets worse and
videos,
worse.
Videos, there's like 3:45.
Ew. Oh, my God, no! Oh, my God!
Jen had to turn away.
That I hope that this is fake. Because that is sick.
Now, what's your theory on it being on the baby or anything?
You guys, look at it really, really closely. You know how sometimes when you're watching the weather, there'll be like a little bit of an outline, like the weather on TV, I mean, where you're watching the news.
And there's like a little glow around.
A little glow, like right around, yeah, his head and his shoulders, where you could sort of tell that, yeah, they're in front of the green screen. If you look really closely at that, it looks like that might be around the baby. And they have just synced it up via computer to make it look like he's swinging the baby, but he's really not.
He's swinging something else. I hope so, because this is...
Oh, it's awful.
But it's not funny. Like, the thing is, even if... I mean, I hope it's fake, but even being fake, it's just not funny.
It's not funny to joke about.
Hey, Brandon, go ahead.
Bert, oh my God. I have never seen somebody throw a child by one arm up. And do you know how easy it would be to dislocate that baby's arm or him slip out your hand and go through the wall?
And, I'm shocked. I think that's what Katie and I thought is we're shocked that didn't happen to this baby, and that's why it may be fake because I don't see how a baby could endure what he did.
And there's nowhere online that has any kind of investigation at all going on. Hey, Olga.
Hey, Bert. Just wanted to say hi and love your show.
Thank you.
Ooh, I want to tell you guys that in the background, the music he's actually throwing this baby around to is Russian.
It's a Russian
so
song.
So I'm thinking maybe he's in Russia and probably most likely in
what?
The circus.
What? What'd you guys see?
The flip.
Oh. It almost looks as though, like, if it's real, this baby comes from, like, a family of acrobats in a circus. And they're, like, sort of training him early for what he'll be doing as an adult.
But it's not just the joint thing. It's, like, his joints or her joint. We're not sure what. I'm not sure what gender the baby is. But the brain, you know, because they're it's just so disturbing.
There it is.
That is messed up.
Isn't that disturbing? Don't you think it can't be real, though?
No baby could survive that. Yeah, there are parts of it that don't seem real.
Like, where? I don't...
Like, I really watched it a lot. Like, when he's... got it in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
There's just an angle there that just doesn't
look natural.
Hey, Jim, you're on Q100.
Hey guys, I'm telling you, I don't think it's fake. I saw the video and I saw it and on a television station. And after they saw it, that doctor talked about the damage that could have happened to the baby. I don't think it's fake.
Really?
That baby crawled right over to that man.
Yeah.
And I think he's been swinging that baby around like that for a long, long time. That wasn't just a one-time pick that baby up and do that to that baby.
Are you watching it again?
Been swinging that baby around since it was a baby. I mean, I'm telling you. And that child loved it. But that was very, very, very
irresponsible. Of course the child loves it, but by the time the child gets into sixth grade or 6 years old and can't pick up a crayon because its shoulder's destroyed.
Were you watching it again, Melissa?
Yeah, Wendy had it over here next. I hadn't seen it since last week and had my hands over my mouth because it just hurts me. It hurts me and it makes me angry at him. Katie and I were just, you know, and I'll admit it. I told this to Bert off air last week. I said, Katie and I made a sexist remark when we saw it because we were like, if this is the dad, you know, we're like, the mother would never have done this.
Oh God, it's so disturbing.
Which is a sexist comment, you know, because there's plenty of abusive mothers too. So, but that was our first reaction.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show. Love y'all. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
I watched the video, and in the beginning, I had to watch it a couple times. I was like, okay, this is not so bad. But then when I watched it like this, well, not so bad, but in the beginning when he was first swinging, because I know my parents used to throw me up by that. Like that, but by the armpits. It wasn't by the hands,
right.
You know. And the more I watched it, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like the previous caller, that baby knew exactly what was going to happen because he crawled over there like he was expecting it. And I just felt really, really bad. The more it progressed, I'm like, this is not normal. But at the same time, with the music that's playing in the background, you can see where the baby has his mouth open, and you can't tell whether he's laughing or crying. At the end, he's, like, laughing. Mm-hmm. But there's some parts where it looks like he's actually with his mouth open and crying. So
even if it's not this country, I mean, there are laws and, you know, there's police and there are defaxes, quote unquote, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't believe this hasn't been investigated. Hey, Christy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was calling about the swinging baby.
Feet.
I've actually heard that they were a family of acrobats.
How'd you hear that?
This guy who showed it to me, he told me that they found out that they were a family of acrobats. So I don't know if there's just something that they know what they're doing. I'm not defending
but
it at all.
Acrobats
maybe,
are not.
You know,
still...
I don't know, or maybe he just needs some education. And that very well could have been the mom videotaping it.
It looks like the camera is still, though.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like there's anybody in the room with them.
It does look like the camera is set up on a tripod or something.
Ugh. I'm going to choose to believe it's fake. Because I don't know how any father could think that was okay with his kid.
And then tape it.
I can't find anything on that. Although the original, I guess, hosting site or wherever the video is says up there, if anyone knows who this person is, please contact us so we can contact the authorities. So they're still looking.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.